Joining me is former Hereford player Shane Jones, who was a winning member of the Welsh Cup team in 1990. We'll start from the beginning. It's the best place to start. How did you become a Hereford United player, Shane?
One day I was playing in a cup final, under 16s cup final, on a Sunday afternoon, and one of the scouts, Hereford scouts, watched the game, and he asked me to come up for a trial. And from then I got into the squad, into the team, and that was the way forward.
You were just 16 when you made your Football League debut against Doncaster in February 1990. Did you know that you were going to be playing the day of the game, or were you prepared in advance?
No, I was travelling up there, and he told me I was going to be playing that day, I make my league debut.
Do you still remember much about the game? Paul Wheeler scored the goal to give us a 1-0 win.
We won 1-0, and the only bit I can remember, tidy, is absolutely hammered down with hailstones before the kickoff, and the ref pulled us off before the kickoff, and we delayed the kickoff for about 5 minutes, and the nerves was getting to me then, so we went back out black.
How did you struggle? Did you struggle for fitness, being 16 for that first game?
No, I was naturally fit, and all that, so I thought I was capable of playing, But obviously it was a lot quicker, and to the youth and boys playing in. So, last going off, I got a bit tired,
And what did Ian Bowyer say to you? Because Ian was always a big fan of giving younger players an opportunity, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's very positive. He's always praised all the youngsters at Fairplay Club. Always give them confidence to play, and enjoy it.
So 3 months after Doncaster, we go to Cardiff Arms Park for the Welsh Cup final. Do you remember much about the day before, or the preparation before the game against Wrexham?
Yes, the day before we trained at Bedgood Street on the ground, and we travelled down to Cardiff the night before. And during that time, we went for a walk. Ian Bowyer took us for a walk, and that's when he told me I was playing the next day.
So did the butterflies then start to kick in?
Yes, it did, yes. I didn't sleep much that night.
And what do you remember about the morning of the Welsh Cup final?
Oh, the morning, a bag of nerves, all morning, really. And fair play to you, and give the confidence, and just go out and enjoy it.
Do you still remember much about the game and Colin Robinson and Ian Bembo's goals?
Yes, I played right side of midfield, and Alan Kennedy that day, Liverpool, and ex-Liverpool player, and Ian Bowyer just told me, he said, just try to keep him on his right foot, and that's what I tried to do all game.
What were the celebrations like that evening?
That evening, obviously I was still 16, and I didn't come home on a bus then. Ian Bowyer said I can go home with my parents and spend the weekend at home. So I did not travel back to the Hereford on the team bus.
A couple of weeks after the Welsh Cup final win, Ian Bowyer left Hereford. How did you feel about his departure?
I was, disappointed, really, because, like I said, I was just breaking into the first team under him. And, and he's always giving the youngsters a chance, and I was just wondering who's going to come in next, and what reaction was going to get.
How did you get on with Colin Addison, who replaced Ian Bowyer?
Yeah, Colin Addison was fine as well. Colin Addison, he gave youngsters a go, and he's brilliant as well, fair play to him.
With Colin Addison, you scored your only goal for Hereford, a 2-1 defeat at Scarborough. You scored a consolation goal. We've got the video of it on YouTube, so we can see how bad the pitch was. But how pleased were you to score your first ever goal for Hereford?
Obviously very pleased, and disappointed at the same time that we lost 2-1. But to get your first Football League goal at a young age was marvellous,
John Sillett replaced Colin Addison. How did Sillett's style differ to Ian Bowyer and Colin Addison?
Well, I think John Sillett started to fetch his own players in, and I don't think he gave much chance to any youngster then. He fetched his own players in from different clubs, and that's the way he wanted to go, which is his choice, really.
You then drifted into the non-league game. How different did you find that from being a full-time professional?
Yes, the change from training twice a week to playing, and obviously the facilities wasn't as good, and the pace was a bit different as well in the game.
You still involved in football now?
I still do a little bit of coaching now with under-12s, really, now. And the 12th football team at Bedervale, and try to give them an experience what I had.
And how did you feel when Hereford United was liquidated after spending three seasons at Edgar Street?
Well, I'm very disappointed. I didn't think it'd come to that, but hopefully they're back on the up now.